views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
True Believers, this is David Hickney, host of Freak of the Week. We are having our second of two live recordings at the Elgin Fringe Festival. I will not tell you the state, so don't ask, because then the government will know where we're at. I am going to have to ask all of you that are in attendance to swear to me that you aren't a cop, so don't be a cop, okay? It's not helpful. Today's episode, we're talking about public television ghosts that are ghosts of public television hosts that have died. That's what that is, a public television ghost. With me, we have our expert. What's your name?
Lady Wellington.
Lady Wellington.
Yes, Mr. Hickney, it is an honor and a privilege to be on your show.
Well, thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to have you. I'm noticing the hat.
Yes.
It's covered with tin foil.
Yes.
Fantastic. Very smart of you. That way no government beta rays can go into your head while you're talking.
Exactly.
That's very important, very important. All right, so could you tell us a little bit about public television ghosts?
Well, they're very insidious. There are a couple different ways they can get you. They steal all your money, sometimes in the middle of the night when you don't know.
Oh, my God.
That's actually the better way to do it. But if that happens, they always leave you a tote bag, and they have a little note telling you it's tax deductible.
So they steal the money, but it's tax deductible.
Yes.
And you get a tote bag.
A tote bag. It's flimsy and will probably break after two uses, but you know.
Right. So, I mean, like, I guess, is it really stealing, or is it kind of just really shitty commerce?
Well, let me ask you like this. If you had a $50 bill on your nightstand,
right,
and you woke up in the morning and it was gone and there was a tote bag with Bob Ross's face on it, how would you feel?
Wouldn't happen. I don't carry American money because it's bull. I only keep silver and gold.
Okay. So if you had gold on the nightstand and then it was replaced with a tote bag that was torn in the back and had a hole, it had Julia Child's face on it, and her nose wasn't drawn properly. It's a caricature of it. How about then?
I would be very upset at my sister because I live in her basement.
All right, and you just assume it was her.
No, I'm just saying that it would mean that she's really bad at security, which isn't surprising. Right, Elizabeth?
We have an ADT system. I don't know what more you want.
I want you not to use those systems that communicate through the internet to other people, telling people when I am in the shower. I know that's what that system does.
That's not at all what that system does, but I'm glad to know that you're showering again.
Do you shower with a foil hat on?
Of course. How am I supposed to keep any mites out of my hair?
That's true. Mites hate foil.
His entire shower curtain is a tin foil.
Hell yeah.
It needs to be changed with some frequency.
I mean, I don't think it needs to be changed at all. It's important. It builds up. The soap scum on the tinfoil shower curtain adds to the protective barrier.
I'm just glad that you're showering regularly again, David. That's all I can say.
You two seem very close and delightful.
Closer than I'd like.
He lives in my basement.
Yes, we've already established that. Thank you for pointing it out again. Sorry, true believers. Elizabeth Marin can be very redundant. Very, very... very redundant.
Well, often repeating oneself is the only way to, you know, a person generally you has to hear something to talk, at least three times.
We're here to talk about PBS ghosts, so let's do that instead of...
PBS is very educational.
You know,
I enjoy PBS. Pooing
on my hygiene. How about that?
All right.
Lady Wellington, could you give us some examples of PBS ghosts?
Oh, well, sometimes you might just be hanging out, living your best life, watching some Netflix, and suddenly the TV will be taken over, and you'll see Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo.
He will be on your screen asking you for money. But he won't just say, please send us money. You'll get a long sob story about why he needs the money, how bad things are.
Right.
You'll feel guilty, and then that's when the mind signals start. These ghosts.
Oh, my God.
Also send out signals, and you can't help yourself. You dial into the other world and donate money. And then they don't even mail you a tote bag.
What animals?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And just for the listeners and the people viewing right now, Captain Kangaroo is a dead person. Just if you didn't know.
He's
not a living
person.
But he lives
on in our hearts.
Right, right, yeah. Even though he always kind of had weird eyebrows.
Don't we all?
I mean, you can't see my eyebrows, so I don't know how you can think.
I bet they're groomed. Are they thin and pencil-y, like an olden-timey villain?
True believers, I'm not going to describe my own appearance, because if you knew what I looked like, then you might report me to the government, and they might come find me. So, I have a unibrow, and that's so true. I'm not even lying about that. Don't look at me like that, Elizabeth Marin.
I like that you use her full name every time you talk to her. It shows respect.
It's the only reason she'd come back on the show is if I said her name right and I said the full thing all the time.
He often does not say my name correctly as his version of, you know, a slight
Sorry.
Towards me.
It was Elizabeth Hickney up until a few years ago, so.
It's been 7 years.
Seven whatever.
Yes.
I think we might have a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from and what is your question?
This is a song that doesn't end.
Uh-oh.
It's starting.
It goes on and
what
on,
is this?
My friend.
What is this?
This is the beginning. This is how they get you.
What is going on right now?
People like to put me into cherry sauce, but I don't like that, so I kill them.
Sometimes they get dark.
What? Is this one of them?
If you let this go on, you're going to be sending them money in no time.
Lamb chops, play along. Yeah, that's my other song.
That's your other... What is going on right now?
I do think I just explained it. You are going to be... In 5 minutes, you're going to have $50.
I just need some money. Someone cut off my leg for mutton.
There it goes.
Oh, my... Okay, I'm just going to hang up because, I mean... That was one of them.
That was one of them.
Right.
But you got rid of it pretty easy.
Yeah, it was.
Good job.
It was freaking me out. That, you know, the teenage guy trying to get laid over there that keeps talking through the podcast.
You don't think that there's any possibility whatsoever that was just a young person?
Oh, here
prank
we go again.
Calling you.
Here we go again. So look, why is it that anytime there's definitive evidence, you have to argue against it, even though it's right there in front
because
of you.
Because a phone call is not definitive evidence.
Okay. Yeah.
It's right. A phone call. It's right. I could call in and do the same thing.
Oh my God,
thing.
She's been possessed, true believers.
No, I have not been possessed. I'm simply demonstrating that how easy it is to make a prank phone call.
Right. No, I get it. I get it.
The difference was, though, she used the word mutton. No child can ever use the word mutton.
Mutton.
See?
Mutton.
And it wasn't until you became a man, a full-grown adult, that you could say that word.
I think you're right.
Mutton.
People that use the internet could just Google weird words.
And then they say mitten every time. It's a trap. That's how you catch them.
Wow.
If they call and say mitten.
Mutton.
Kid making a prank call. Mutton, the real deal.
That makes sense. I didn't ask at the beginning of the show,
yes.
Lady Wellington, what makes you qualified to talk about public television ghosts?
You can call me L, if you'd like.
L?
Yes.
Is that your first name?
No, it's just the beginning of Lady. It's the first letter.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. L. Wellington.
Well, I wasn't really interested in public television ghosts until I met my husband, Lord Wellington.
So can I call him L as well?
You can call him Lo.
Lo.
Hello.
Lo.
That's our couple name.
Hello.
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 Don't make fun of her accent, Elizabeth Marin.
That was not her accent. And I do want to say, Lady Wellington,
yes.
Since I am in the room with you, you're the fact that you have a tinfoil hat that also has a lovely yellow flower on it, I do want to compliment you on
well, she's
that.
A lady.
Thank you so much. Yes, I like to be pretty, but still protect my brain from the ghost and government signals. You know how it goes.
Right. Right.
Unfortunately, being David's sister, I know exactly how
well,
it goes.
Why with unfortunately? You could have just answered, I know how that goes. See, this is the problem. All right. So we've mentioned Captain Kangaroo. What other public television ghosts are out there?
Well, we mentioned Bob Ross as well. Mr.
Bob
Rogers
Ross.
Is the most insidious one. Because after you give money to him, you feel good about it.
He was such a nice guy.
I know. That's why you feel good about it.
You feel good about giving away all
yes,
your money.
Yes, you keep doing it. And
oh
then
my
you're
God.
Sitting in a box, alone and sad, and you still hear his voice. And he's like, howdy, neighbor. And so you give him your shoes. And that's when he's gotten you.
Wait.
What?
He takes our shoes?
If that's the last thing. He just keeps going and taking whatever he can get.
Until it's all gone.
Until it's all gone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's just awful. How can you stop these things from happening to you?
Well, the best way is to give them marbles. The
marbles.
First time they think you're donating money, right, you say that you sent it over in a special sack, right, and then leave the sack in an entryway that's at least 4 foot by 4 foot. No more, no less.
And so then, exactly 4 foot
exactly,
by 4 foot.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
By at least, I meant exactly. That's how I say it. When you become a lady, you use phrases differently.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Elizabeth, if you ever become a lady, you'll have to learn that.
Perhaps you two should work on your relationship and be nicer to each other. Say something nice about your sister.
You don't have hard water.
That's
you,
so true.
You could say... Thank you for letting me live in your house after my trailer
that you,
burned down.
Well, you exposed it, so it's your fault that it burned down.
There was
but,
smoke
yes.
pouring out of it.
Thank you for whatever. Yeah.
I once burned down an abandoned trailer just for fun.
There you go. See, it happens. All right, I think we have another caller on the line. Caller, what's your name, where are you from, and what's your question?
Hi, this is Bernard from Illinois.
Hello, Bernard.
Hi, Bernard.
Hi. And I just wanted to ask Lady Wellington, don't you think you're being just a little hard on the public announcers? I mean, come on, they're not all out to steal your money.
Oh, I agree. They don't know that they're stealing our money. They think it's for a good cause.
Oh, so they're unaware.
Well, they're kind of aware. They pretend like it's a good thing.
Okay.
Well,
deep down, I think that they know what they're doing and should maybe accept responsibility and go to the other side, perhaps?
Oh, come on. I mean, they don't steal money. I mean, candy costs a lot of money, and you need a lot of candy if you want little children to gather around you.
That's true. You need candy to get kids to come to you. That's very true.
I'm not allowed within 500 yards of any schools anymore. So, I need all the candy I can get.
Okay, so, hey, Bernard.
Yes.
Can I just call you Bernie?
Sure.
Okay.
Friend?
So, Bernie, you feel like these ghosts are misunderstood?
They're all misunderstood. They're not trying to steal your money. They're just trying to get by and deliver an important public service message.
But they're dead.
Well, dead people need money, too. Look at Tupac.
That's true. Tupac does need money.
Michael Jackson's been touring for the last 10 years.
Wait, what's a Tupac?
Well, it's music, Mr. Hickney.
Oh, I only listen to bouzouki music.
It sounds like this California love.
Wow, that's really nice, actually.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, why can't you sing like that?
Because I was too busy getting 3 PhDs to learn how to
sing.
Oh,
here we go again.
Oh, you see,
I also have a new
smart.
Book coming out. You should totally check it out.
Shameless plug.
I love to read. Sometimes I do it in the bathtub.
Reading is fundamental.
I encourage all my children to read.
How many children do you have, Bernie?
As as many as I can get to from being 500 yards from a school.
So what number is that?
Right now I've got 8 in my basement.
Oh, in your basement?
It's my classroom!
David, I worry about the percentage of callers that we've had where someone is locked in the basement.
I mean, I'm in your basement all the time.
Yes, but you're not locked in the basement.
I mean, I lock the basement.
You lock the inside of the door so that I can't,
you know,
do things like
change
your
I don't understand
sheets,
the difference.
But,
yeah, don't change my seat, Chief.
But you are allowed in and out.
And
I believe this is the third or fourth caller we've had on the show
that
had people in his basement.
You're assuming. Bernie, are these kids allowed in and out of the basement?
Of course they're allowed in.
Of course they're allowed in.
Yes.
Yes, that's what, so we're on the same page then. Thank you so much, Bernie, for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Right. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back. All right, so this episode of Freak of the Week is sponsored by Chilldew Energy Drink. Chilldew Energy Drink, Chill-D-O. Chilldew. Now with 100% less heroin. So I guess that's good. Also, this episode is sponsored by Tom's Natural Deodorant. Now with the ability to mask scent. So that's a good development from Tom's Natural Deodorants.
It is.
All right, welcome back to Freak of the Week. I'm here with Lady Wellington, or L. Wellington, I apologize, talking about public television ghosts. Lady Wellington, I have to ask, is it all public television figures when they die that become ghosts and haunt you like this, or is it just certain ones?
I think it's if they have unresolved business or any debt.
Okay.
A lot of them buy crazy things.
Right. Mm-hmm. Crazy things like... Mm-hmm.
Like absorbent amounts of tea.
A lot of tea.
A lot of tea because they think it makes them look classy and sophisticated.
Oh, okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Lady Wellington, could you give us... could you provide an example of one of these ghosts and their exorbitant tea habits?
Mm. Well, Carmen Sandiego was huge with tea. Green tea was her weakness. So now she roams around. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? In your face, begging for cash.
Are you referring to the fictional character
Carmen
Sandiego?
Bandying about that F word again.
You know that she is not a real person, right? Like, Bob Ross was an actual painter.
Right.
But Carmen Sandiego is a fictional character.
What do you mean, fictional?
I mean, doesn't exist.
To you.
Or at all.
I'm so sorry, but we went to see The Lion King together last week. She took all my money and we had a really lovely time.
You believe that you went to see The Lion King with Carmen Sandiego? Was it just possibly a woman who happened to have the name Carmen Sandiego? I'm sure that there is somewhere in the world at least a couple of people with that name.
Somewhere in the world,
I'm sure.
I see what
right.
you did there. You're too clever for the show. Why are you here?
I have 3 PhDs.
She's not too clever for this show. Please don't encourage her. We got another caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from? And what's your question?
Hi, this is Abby from Springfield, Missouri.
Abby from Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah,
hello,
I
Abby.
Heard that Carmen Sandiego was last seen flunking off the Appalachian Trail.
Spelunking
like
off.
Yes.
The, okay, so this is breaking news, true believers. If you are in the Appalachian Trail anytime soon and you're in a cave full of guano, try to find Carmen. In fact, somebody's going right now. It's that really talky guy. It looks like he's going to the Appalachian Trail right now. But yeah, if you see him, bring green tea and lure her out. True believers, it's important. It's a good question. Thank you. Thank you so much, Abby. If we do have one of these ghosts and we somehow trap them, what do we do with them?
Panic. First of all, you panic.
I panic.
It's a good rule of thumb because you don't know when it gets out. And when it gets out, it's going to want money and your beard hair.
Oh, God.
Any short hairs it can find.
Any short hairs?
Any short hair.
So should we wax ourselves bald?
Yes.
Okay.
We've got one.
Okay.
Head to toe. Also, change all your bank account information so you can't access it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Give it to a loved one. Relinquish your life like Britney Spears did. It will save you.
Is that what happened to Britney Spears?
Yes, I didn't want to say it, but she's haunted by Wishbone.
Wishbone the dog?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's awful. Which version of Wishbone? Was it one from one of the stories or the regular Wishbone?
I don't want to say because I know it's your favorite version of Wishbone.
Oh, my God. Not Julius Caesar Wishbone.
Yes, I'm sorry.
This is terrible news, true believers. I thought that we wouldn't have this issue, but now I'm shaken to my core. And my sister just stares at me like I'm insane.
I want everyone listening, mental health issues are quite serious, and if you feel yourself having a mental breakdown, such as Britney Spears did in 2007, there are many, many hotlines that you can call, and I highly encourage everyone to get the help that they need and not buy into the idea that it's a PBS ghost.
Don't call a hotline.
Please
call
the hotlines.
You get put on a list, and then they know where you live. We all know this.
They don't put you on a list.
They put you on a list.
People that actually help you. I volunteer for 2 hotlines, actually.
Yeah, okay. Which 2? The NARC hotline?
Actually, yes. Narcotics hotline. If you are having some issues and you don't, you know, maybe you can't get a hold of your sponsor, you can call us.
Okay.
1-800-NARCOS.
Sponsor.
You also, I volunteer.
We're not associated with 1-800-NARCOS, just so you know.
I also volunteer for the hotline with women who have been told to smile too many times and are about to lose their minds.
Oh, so you mean...
you can call our hotline and we can talk you down as opposed to getting violent.
You mean
the
Elizabeth Marin hotline is what you're saying?
EM hotline, yes.
Yeah. Named after you.
Now, you see, Carl Sagan would be the ghost that would go after you, Elizabeth, because you'd be most susceptible to him. He'd use science terms and space, and you'd want to donate, and then you would, and you wouldn't even have money for fancy eyeliner.
You'd be out of eyeliner. That'd be awesome.
But you'd think that you were helping space. He's convincing.
I mean, I have worked with Neil deGrasse Tyson a couple of times. I do actually very much support the sciences. I think the sciences are extremely important. Do I have a tote bag?
A tote bag.
You know what? You got me there. I do. I have 3 tote bags.
Good God, Elizabeth! You've been infested.
I haven't been infested.
Carl Sagan is all up in your business.
All up.
No.
Oh my God. I am so worried about you now.
I am worried about you.
And I don't like worrying about you. I just don't.
What do you like worrying about?
The people staying independent. That's what I worry about.
Good answer.
I think we have another caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, this is Lieutenant Roadblock, the United States Armed Forces.
Oh, shit.
Hello, Lieutenant.
How do you do? Yeah, look, we need public support, okay? We need money coming in, okay? The defense budget absolutely isn't completely bloated. It's because of those new Space Force bastards taking all the money. Look, we need the proper money for proper funding to get message out to kids. They need to know not to talk to strangers.
We all know the Space Force has been in existence since the 1950s. I don't know why you're trying to blow smoke up our butts.
That's absolutely ludicrous. Look, we need to reach out to kids, especially on Saturday morning, because that's obviously when they're in front of all the TVs, right? So look, we need to teach them stranger danger, not to take candy from strangers.
We just talked to Bernie talking about giving kids candy, and you're saying that's not right?
My God, where was that man coming calling from?
I don't know. I don't keep track of that stuff.
Dubuque.
Sorry.
We have caller ID. He was calling from Dubuque.
Wait, you have caller ID?
Yes, David. I worry about the callers that come in.
Hold on a sec. My friend Snake wants to say something.
Okay.
All right, great. Thanks, Snake. Perfect. Look, I'm sorry. Look,
we need
as much money coming in as possible, okay? We need to reach out to children and keep them informed and keep them safe.
Right. So,
I really think the safety of children starts at home with parenting.
I think the safety of children starts at home with
more responsible
with
for their
children. Not giving them overprocessed baby food full of microbots.
microbots?
I agree with the overprocessed part of that.
Full of microbots.
Sure, if
microbots,
that's if
is
that's
that a new
what
scheme? How
keeps
dangerous
you
are they?
I mean, they're really dangerous. The government puts them into the baby food.
They sound delicious.
We've got to get right on this. Thank
sounds
you.
Tinny.
Thank you, Lieutenant Roadblock. Appreciate that. We're gonna take another break, but when we come back, we will also take questions from the audience, so be ready for that. But we'll be back in a moment. Freak of the Week this week is sponsored by the Elgin Fringe Festival, a festival dedicated to the great television show that is completely factual, Fringe. So if you've ever watched that show, you know the truth about multi-dimensions. Thank you. We're also sponsored this week by Rogers Landmines, the most sensitive landmines you'll find. Hair trigger is an understatement. Rogers Landmines. All right, we are back, Freak of the Week. David Hickney here at the Elgin Fringe Festival talking about public television ghosts with L. Wellington and Elizabeth Marin.
Hello.
So, I have to ask.
Yes?
If there was one ghost that is worse than all the others, which one would it be?
Oh, easily. Jeff Smith, the frugal gourmet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Why is he so dangerous?
Well, he'll make you a nice meal.
Right.
Right? It's a ghost meal, which is even more insidious, because you can't actually touch it. You see him, he's floating around. He makes you a delicious meal. You can't eat it. He says he needs money to make real food because he can't make just ghost food. And then you're poor. Do you see? Do you see how it's a gateway?
That does sound like cooking? A gateway through cooking. I mean, I would, if I saw delicious food, I would want to eat it.
Mm.
I mean,
and
wouldn't
you?
You
could for only $20.
That's not bad for a good meal.
That's right. Oh, that was just for the side dish. Did you want their pot roast to be real? Oh, that's gonna be another $30.
I really like pot roast.
I actually would just, honestly, just for anyone's information who didn't know, I would avoid the frugal gourmet considering the many allegations that were made against him while he was still alive. I think he went the way of Bernie, our candy man that called
so
earlier.
Wait. You're okay with believing allegations, but you aren't okay with believing real eyewitness testimony over the phone.
I like to think that I'm an ally, and I believe people, yes, when they have these allegations. I think that's important. I'm
pretty sure you believe people.
And I believe it was
you
actually proven that he did do some...
I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just saying
to use Lady Wellington's words, some insidious things.
I'm sure he did. I'm just saying that it's kind of a double standard if you believe that, but you don't believe people when they call in saying they saw something.
I think, David, that you're just extremely vulnerable and people take advantage of your willingness
vulnerable.
To believe.
I'm the toughest guy there is.
That's why you need 1,000-count sheets to sleep on, because, quote, the 800-count make you itchy.
Hell yeah. What do you think? You think that it doesn't matter? It does matter. Plus, it's a more even number.
It is a more even number.
Thank you.
I don't like scratchy sheets on my lady bits.
There you go. Nobody likes scratchy sheets on Elle's lady bits.
That's a fair point.
So, Mr. Hickney, I was so happy to receive your call, but I have to ask, what sparked your interest in public television ghosts?
So, I didn't want to tell anybody this, but, every night for the past month, I've been hearing a voice as I fall asleep, and it just keeps saying, if Yan can cook, so can you.
Oh my god.
And I don't know what that means, but it scares the hell out of me. Because no one uses my camp stove but me.
You're gonna want to get some marbles?
Marbles.
And wax everything.
I will wax everything tonight.
It's going to escalate.
It is?
Yes.
Shit.
You've just heard just that, right?
Yeah, just that.
You can cook, so can you.
Over and over.
Do you think that it's possible that you're hearing upstairs where my husband has been watching a Yin Can Cook binging a marathon on Netflix for the past 3 days?
That doesn't make any sense. He's in a different room than me.
Right, but our home isn't completely soundproofed.
What?
And he has, it's actually a little bit annoying to me, because now he's trying to cook, and as inspirational as Yen is, my husband cannot cook.
He can't. That's true. I can smell it.
Yeah, he tried to make pancakes the other day. They were crunchy.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. True.
Lord Wellington makes amazing guacamole.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy for you.
Wait, thank you. Does he use regular avocados or monster avocados?
Oh, I know not to use the monster avocados. They have feelings too.
I guess. That was a very confusing episode to me. Because you, Elizabeth talked about the avocados too, but she wouldn't admit that they were like living things, but she kept talking about how delicate they were anyway.
They are delicate and healthy.
Plus,
all the good fats.
Our expert was kind of weird and flaky.
I worry about some of the people that you let into your studio.
I don't worry about most of them because they're well-rounded individuals who understand the truth, which is what matters.
Now, you know, it was fine when we were in the trailer, but now that your studio is in my home, I feel like I should have a little bit more say in vetting these people.
I don't know if I like that idea. I really don't. I think we have a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Lemon. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Did you say Lemon?
Yeah, Lemon, like the pie.
Like the pie.
From beautiful.
Baton Rouge.
Thank you. You're sweet.
So what is your question?
Well, actually, I just want to tell you about something that happened to me.
Okay.
I bought one of those books at the church book sale for the French cooking, you know, from that Julia Child.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say that the next day when I woke up, after I tried out some of those recipes, I found one of those tote bags. Had her face on and everything, just like that lady was talking about, the one with the tin hat.
Right. So it just appeared out of nowhere?
Yeah, I mean, it was there, so it was tax deductible, and then I couldn't find any of my money.
Any
I hide it under my bed, it wasn't there.
That's terrible. What did you do then?
Well, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I've just been kind of sitting on it, but then I heard your podcast, and I thought, oh my god, that's exactly what happened to me.
Your house is susceptible now. You have to move.
Oh, that's really? Probably a good idea. Yeah, you should get out of there.
Do you think I gotta do that?
You should probably
move that.
Yes.
Move. I would probably change your name as well.
Ooh,
maybe,
yes.
Maybe to
I think that seems a bit
Tangelo.
Excessive.
Tangelo, it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, Tangelo.
I mean, I was really freaked out, so if you think I gotta move, I can do that.
Yeah.
You should do it.
Move to a different state, even. Just
really?
A whole different state. Yeah, what? Son. Yeah. Change your name to Tangelo. Different state. Yeah, all of it. Change your accent. All that stuff.
Oh, my God. I'm fixing to go to Mississippi, then.
That makes sense. You should do that.
Well, thank you so much. Now I know what to do.
Thank you, Tangelo. See, I'm using their new name. Why are you looking at me that way?
Your advice just seems a bit extreme. I would have simply, if I would have been allowed to speak in that last segment, simply advised them see if they lived with anyone. Possibly if they had a roommate or a spouse or children that could have maybe been the ones that spent the money.
Here you go again.
I know full well what it's like to have money one day and then suddenly have no cash the next day because someone in your house needed a new pixelated mask.
Once again, I do not use American money. I use gold and silver.
I've also been missing some jewelry.
Yes, but have you found any tote bags?
Right.
No new tote bags, just the three that I know where they came from.
I thought you said seven before.
I said three.
You sure about that?
We can listen to the recording later.
I think I'm
going
to have to listen back to the recording. I'm pretty sure you said seven.
I think she said 5,000.
That sounds right. Maybe even over 5,000 at this point. All right.
Tote bags are good for the environment. Everyone should be using recyclable bags. Plastic is killing the planet.
I agree with that. Plastic is killing the planet, which is exactly what it's planning on doing.
Plastic?
You think plastic
is planning on killing the planet, yes.
Against the planet.
Sounds yes.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Not the humans using the plastic.
No, the plastic itself.
The plastic has become sentient.
What do you mean become? It's always been sentient.
I have a feeling I know what some of our future episodes are going to be about.
We should probably talk about sentient plastic at some point.
Wow.
We do have another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
My name's Alan from Westchester, New York.
Hi, Alan.
Look, I don't have a question, but in fact I have to dispute some of the information that your expert, Dr. Marlin, put out.
Okay.
Look, I've worked in public television for the last 45 years.
That's a long time.
I don't think anyone else knows this, but Bob Ross was in fact not a real person.
Was not what? Real person?
He was not a real person.
Oh my God.
The original Bob Ross was Jimmy Garland. He was our janitor. We put him on tape once as a goof because he was always baked out of his gourd.
Baked as in marijuana baked?
Yes, as in the Mary Jane flower. Yeah.
As in weed?
Yeah, that's what the kids are calling it, yeah.
As in kush?
Yeah.
Ganja?
Yeah.
That green sticky stuff?
Purple haze.
Purple haze. Yeah. Right.
Catching on.
I got it.
Yeah, I'll call you afterwards. But no, look, I mean, we just put him on as a goof because he was so chilled out all the time. Turned out the bastard could paint. So we had him on a few times, and then he overdosed about a year in. So we had to start getting lookalikes. We would dress them up in afros and beards. And it went on for about 25 years. There's been approximately 8 Bob Rosses.
Oh my God, 8 different Bob Rosses. That's Elizabeth almost has that many handbags, or tote bags.
I have more than that many handbags. I love handbags. Women's clothing doesn't come with pockets, so I'm constantly buying handbags.
So, Alan, so you're telling us this, how does this disprove the ghost theory?
I don't know about ghosts, but Bob was siphoning off that cash left and right.
Oh, he was embezzling?
Which Bob? You said that there were 8.
It started off with the second one.
Bob 2.
They would last long enough so that they realized they had negotiating power in their contracts. Then we had to let one go, as you say.
Ooh, what do you mean, as you say?
Are you confessing to murder?
No, of course not. I don't know anything about that.
Well, the first one OD'd.
Right.
So, how did Bob 2 die?
I believe he went for a drive in Death Valley.
And Bob 3?
I believe he went for a drive in Death Valley.
Bob 4?
I believe he went for a hike in the Appalachian Mountains, actually.
Bob 5?
He went to Vegas, so never saw him again.
Bob 6?
He went to Yellowstone.
Bob 7?
He went to go live off the grid.
Oh, that's smart. Bob 8?
I believe he went to go start a podcast.
8 Bobs.
As he said, 8 Bobs. Right, I counted that right?
I know you did.
Okay, I know math. I'm not dumb. Jeez.
I can't speak to fact about any ghosts, but, I mean, that kind of negotiating power from all the money they siphoned off. That's why there's no Bob Ross anymore.
So there was never a 9?
There was no 9 Bob Ross.
Have you guys thought about bringing him back?
No, look, you're not on. No. Then why would you ask a question like that?
I thought it was a legitimate question.
I thought you weren't tracing this call.
We don't trace any calls here except for Elizabeth, apparently.
God.
You don't trace them per se. It just comes up on caller ID.
Bob, is that you? I know you went to live off the grid. Bob?
We'll talk after this. Just
he lives below the grid.
Just hang up. Hang up and we'll talk later.
Look, it's Alan. It's me. You can talk to me, man.
And the caller's gone. Oh, sorry. I think we lost the connection there. I apologize, true believers. Sometimes my sister's phone line is garbage because she's cheap.
So, quick addendum. Apparently, if you see Bob Ross, it's not a ghost. A public television ghost is just a bad person who's broken into your house and is trying to steal your stuff.
Which is just as bad.
No happy clouds for you.
I would agree that would be worse. Yes.
I didn't say worse. I said just as bad.
I would say that it's worse.
I don't know, because it's not a ghost.
But it's an actual human person in your home that has broken into your home. That would be terrible.
Yeah, but at least you can, you know, do something about a person. All you can do with a ghost is wax yourself and have marbles.
A bag of marbles.
A bag of marbles.
Were we going to take any other...
Yes, we're going to take more callers. Or any audience member questions.
Right,
well,
we are live right now, so if any of our audience members have seen a...
Public
believe
television
that they
ghost.
Have seen a PBS television ghost and would like to share with us, I would be happy to offer a logical explanation for your sighting.
Logical, my ass. All right, do we have a caller?
Yes. My colleague called in earlier, and it inspired me to call in. I have a question for Lady Wellington.
What's your name?
My name is Cal.
Cal?
Hello, Cal.
Yes, Cal.
Hi, Cal. What is your question?
I have a question for Lady Wellington. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have had many followers die over the years. And I'm wondering, how could I possibly reach them on the other side so that we could possibly steal some public money?
Oh, well, I don't condone stealing, all right, unless you're stealing someone's heart.
But really,
The best way I found to reach the other side, and it's really just kind of limited, is I like to go to a place that has an open field and three sunflowers on sunset on a Tuesday.
Why three sunflowers?
Because if you're four, you get allergic and you sneeze because you have sunflower allergies. Well, that might be specific to me. I'm so sorry. The sunflower might be irrelevant. But at least one sunflower, because I like to look at them. Because I like the way might be specific just to me. Anyway, then you listen. And if someone wants to contact you, they will. If they don't, you'll hear a pop, 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 poo. That means they have nothing to say to you.
Pop, 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 whoa.
Deadly sunflowers are the way to go.
No, thank you. Not deadly.
Mr. Hickney, apparently you were tracing earlier calls. Could you tell me where that Mr. Roadblock was calling from?
I don't trace the calls. Elizabeth put in caller ID without my permission. Sorry. Thank you, Cal. I think we might have an audience question. If you have an audience question, please just come up to the mic.
Hello, sir.
Hi there. What's your name and what's your question?
Hello. I'm kind of nervous. I've never done anything like this before.
Right.
Okay, so something really weird happened to me, and I just wanted to talk to you guys about it.
Okay.
Okay, so my wife is a big fan of the Cajun Chef from PBS.
Okay.
From years back.
What's his name?
I don't remember his name. I don't like the guy personally.
Okay.
All right, but she forces me to watch some of the rebroadcast of him.
Uh-huh.
And so it was about a month ago. We were sitting down, and we were watching one of the shows, and they were talking about crawfish etouffee.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I can't eat it because I have the gout.
Oh, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
That's really bad.
So I wasn't paying any attention to it. But my wife, she got up and she went to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden I noticed on my phone that there was $1,000 taken out of my checking account by PBS.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. And did you try to stop payment on that?
Well, I am afraid to talk to customer service agents.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't like them at all. And so I asked my wife to call, and she did, and she said that she resolved it. I've never seen the money, but just yesterday we got a 4-page colored recipe book of crawfish etouffee.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Your wife borrowed your information.
Where are you
probably
getting
from
this
your joint account and ordered some things online?
He never said that.
I'm saying that. Do you think that this is possible? That it's a more plausible explanation than a ghost stole your money.
Wax your wife from head to toe.
That's a good idea. Wax your wife.
But I love her hair.
It'll grow back.
Do not. Freak of the Week and Memoriam Development do not condone the waxing of people without their consent.
David Hickney and the DVMPE give the thumbs up to waxing people.
All right, I'm going to go home and wax her right now.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Please don't. David.
L. Wellington, I have to ask.
Yes?
Should we just wax everyone? Should we all just get waxed?
Ooh, yes, probably that might be the best way.
Okay.
Let me have you constant waxing, though.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We should all just wax. We'll wax each other. So we'll just start in this room. All of us will pick a partner, and whack that partner.
Miss Wellington, do you by any chance have any affiliation with or own any stock in NADS or other waxing companies?
What the hell
companies?
Is NADS? That sounds like testicles.
That does sound dirty.
It's a product.
It sounds like a supposedly
no hurt waxing product. It's from Australia. They sell it at Walgreens and CVS.
Wouldn't you?
I certainly don't. But my husband, Lord Wellington, owns his wax strips line. Strips a lot, wax, wax, Lordy Wellington.
Well, that's no complex.
So your husband owns Strips a lot, wax, yes. wax, Lord Wellington, mm-hmm. and you are going on television or on radio.
Yeah, we're not
and advocating for everyone waxing.
Yes.
Wait. You and your husband have different interests. I don't accuse you of pandering to his interests.
That's because I don't.
Right, so why would you accuse her of doing so?
I don't believe I accused anything. I think that I simply...
Lady Wellington, do you feel accused?
...restated some facts that we had established.
She feels accused. That means you've accused her.
Because she... Yep.
So there you go. I think we have time for one last caller if someone's... we have a caller. What caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is this thing on?
It is on.
Hi, my name's Imogene. I'm calling from Lynchburg, Virginia.
Hi, Imogene.
Hi, I'm hearing about all these ghosts from the public service people and all that taking money. I gotta ask Miss Lady Wellington, is there any chance of the Reverend Jerry Falwell coming back? Because I have been waiting for him for the last 11, 12 years.
Oh, God, let's hope not.
Agreed, let's hope not, but it is possible.
No.
It's gotta prove something, right? If he comes back and asks me more for money? I mean, I've given him at least, $4,000 or $5,000, and that's why little Derek can't get his teeth straight no more, but I don't care, because, I mean, he's got a good job in McDonald's now.
I have no idea what you just said. Jerry Falwell was not on PBS, was he?
I don't know. I mean, I only get 3 stations here, and he was on 2 of them, but, I mean, I just love me some Reverend Falwell, and I give him all my money, because he needs it, and I imagine, being dead, that's expensive. He's got to need a little bit more.
See, the problem is non-believers allow it to expand versus public television ghosts, but it could be anyone.
So it's Elizabeth's fault.
Yes.
I believe.
Of course.
I need to follow in my life.
Well, I have to tell you something, Imogene.
Yes?
Give your money to something better than Jerry Falwell, please.
What else is there?
You could go into anti-establishment research. That's always good. That's a good place for money to go.
Research? What's research ever given us?
Anti-establishment research gives us a lot. Also, you could donate to one of our sponsors, like Rogers Landmines. You could buy landmines. They're very good landmines, Rogers Landmines.
I could do with me some landmines, because if you've seen the people moving in this here neighborhood, I don't want them, on my lawn or anything but like that, if you know what I mean. I mean, they're different, Different.
Different like they're creatures?
I mean, I guess if you could call them creatures. I mean, they look like you and me, but they're just, a little bit different complexion. I've been thinking about putting some landmines.
I don't like where this call is going.
Are you a racist?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've ever run a single race.
You know what? I'm done with
you.
Bye, Imogene. Oh, my goodness. Freak of the Week does not condone racism. Unfortunately, we are out of time. I would like to thank all of the callers that called in besides Imogene. I would like to thank our wonderful audience here at the Blue Box Cafe, which is, thank you. If you are in Elgin, insert state here, the Blue Box Cafe is the one that's dedicated to some weird alien thing. So you can find that. I would like to thank...
They have very good sandwiches
here. They do
have
delicious
sandwiches.
I
do just want to say that.
I've eaten a sandwich here, and I usually cook my own food. I would like to thank Lady Wellington and her husband's waxing company for sending me a sponsorship package to wax myself.
Did it come in a tote bag?
It did not. What are you talking about? I don't want to thank Elizabeth Marin because she's her. So no thanks.
Let me know if you want to get rid of that mustache, sweetie.
Yeah, you should probably get rid of that mustache, Elizabeth.
I like my mustache.
And on that note,
I am very comfortable in my appearance.
I am David Hickney. This is Freak of the Week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. I don't even know if that's a real name.
All the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What in the blue blazes? I don't know who Katie Brissick, Paul Hennig, and Lindsay Chmielarski are, but we're going to have a sit-down and a talking to. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Box Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Special thanks to the Elgin Fringe Festival. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Box Mullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.